So what is Christmas about? Well, we've done Christmas is about love. We were going to do Christmas is about service, but it's snowing, so we couldn't do that one. We did Christmas is about sacrifice, and today, well, let me tell you a story first. It was our first Christmas together, me and June. It was very romantic, but yeah, our little nativity set. Suddenly, we were horrified because we lost Jesus. Jesus was not in the manger, right? So we thought, oh no, what do we do? What have we done? And the Jew said, did you hoover it up? And I said, no, I don't think so. I hope not. And we were very anxious. We could not find Jesus anywhere. And we looked everywhere. And sometime later, I was looking at it again, and I thought, there is Jesus! Now the thing is, our society has turned Christmas upside down. And our society says Christmas is all about me. It's all about my presents, my feasting, my fun, enjoying myself. And our society leaves Christmas out. Jesus out. And Christmas, of course, and today the main thing we're focusing on is Christmas. Now, I didn't used to be a Christian, and some of you will have heard me say that one of the things that precipitated me becoming a Christian, like immediately before I became a Christian, was a big conversation I had in the context of a number of conversations I've been having about God, about Jesus, about Christianity. Normally I would argue with, you know, and give as good as I got, and look at Jesus. And if you look at Jesus, if you believe Jesus is who he said he was, then you invite Jesus into your life, let him take over, and become a follower, a disciple of Jesus. And I was absolutely stunned, because when I looked at Jesus, I was totally, utterly convinced about God. And all my arguments, all my questions about why do earthquakes happen, why is there so much... It's very, very convincing. So I want to talk, as we talk about Christmas, all about Jesus, and not about me, definitely not about me. I hope you got that. I want to just say how I came to believe, what were the factors that made me believe, what was so special about this Jesus, okay? So I didn't believe because I was naturally scared about the story of Christmas, but then things changed. And I did believe. Not about me. So firstly, the person of Jesus was obviously a real person. The evidence is undeniable. It's hard to deny a qualified story and then disagree with the story. And even the angels and God speaking through angels, the star, the miraculous escape when they were spoken to, when Joseph was spoken to by an angel and told to get away to Egypt. All of these miraculous events, it's actually very hard to deny that they happened. And in the amazing history of Jesus, so Jesus was a real person, and Christmas is all about Jesus and not about me. But Jesus is an amazingly attractive person. Now, actually, I think it's time you did something here. So, I wanted somebody to tell me, anybody, what do you find attractive about Jesus? Anyone? Peace that he brings? Love? Humility?
Always there.
Mercy? Always there?
Bravery?
Great. There's so much about Jesus that makes him such an attractive person, how he lived, what he said, what he did, his death and his resurrection, his last words to Peter. You know, he says, do you love me? Do you love me? He asked him three times. Some Christianity in the church, but they're actually very positive about Jesus, because Jesus is very attractive, and Christmas is all about Jesus, and not about me. It's not at all about me. Rob's looking at me, and he's like, you're not sure, are you? You think Christmas is about you, don't you? Well, I hope I can convince you it's not about you. Honestly, Rob, Maria, tell me. Right, okay. We cannot do anything about the things we do wrong. So God had to do it. I can't make up for my sins by trying to be good, which is impossible anyway. I can't give money away to make up for the things I do wrong. I can't do anything to make up for the things I do wrong. Jesus had to do, God had to do it. And he did it by saying, he became better and better and better and attained heights of goodness, of perfection and sinlessness. And if we don't do that, we can't reach heaven. Christianity, Jesus says, I love you just as you are. And I want to forgive you through my death on the cross. So Christmas is all about Jesus and not about me. Fourthly, you cannot compare. Now both of us are trying to do it again. Where else in the world I wake up and I'm alive again as a frog or something. Yeah. Anyway. I mean, people believe that, okay? Jesuits and Mormons, they have a warped gospel where Jesus is not God. And again, in both of those, you have to earn your way to heaven. Compared to Jesus' gospel of grace, forgiveness. I'm not sure about Carl, though. Okay, so billions of people have spoken to Jesus. Many every day. Some of you have probably already spoken to him. Some of you, hopefully, today, during the service, you spoke to him. We've been singing about Jesus. What great songs they were. Singing about him, you know, what an attractive person. The light of the world. That amazing song. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful. So then, Jesus is God come to earth. We read in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, so through Jesus, all things were made. Without Jesus, nothing. Glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now that's John writing, John, Jesus' apostle. And he had literally seen his glory. But we too, those of us who are Christians, who have followed Jesus, we have seen him. Came to it at first Christmas. So Christmas is all about Jesus and not about me. Right, I noticed Joel yawned just now. But Joel, pay attention. You've got to understand, Christmas is not about you. Okay, despite what Carl tells you. All right. And then lastly, we can't earn it. We are forgiven because of Jesus' love for us. And when we respond to him, and when we say, yeah, I love you, Jesus, when we say sorry for this stuff we've done wrong, we freely get forgiven. We don't have to serve any punishment. We don't have to go to jail or pay a fine or whatever. We're freely forgiven, and that's what grace is. To us, and grace that Jesus provides a mansion prepared in heaven for me. So Jesus came for me. Jesus came for me. True and real and everything. Lord Jesus, help us, each one of us, to enthrone you in our lives just as us, all of our souls, all of our strength, all of our minds. May we learn more about you and how great you are. And especially, Lord, may we know that you love me. You came for me, Lord. May each one of us know your love in a personal and intimate way. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Christmas.